VOA News, I'm Michael Brown. Seven of the leading U.S. Democratic presidential candidates debated in California Thursday night. The high-profile debate, hosted by PBS NewsHour and Politico, saw the candidates weighing in on President Trump's impeachment, which now heads to the Senate for a trial. During the debate, Senator Elizabeth Warren offered a challenge to her colleagues.
And everyone now in the Senate who's taken a constitutional oath to uphold our Constitution, and that doesn't mean loyalty to an individual, it doesn't mean loyalty to a political party, it means loyalty to our country.
One reason the debate was held in California is because the solidly Democratic state has gained significance due to its primary election date being moved up by 3 months. With 495 delegates at stake, California will play a bigger role in determining who will represent the Democratic Party and challenging Trump next November. President Trump said he wants an immediate trial in the Senate following his impeachment, but House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats are in no hurry. The AP's Sagar Magani has more on the story.
And the president has been held accountable.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she and many others have a spring in their step. The president says they shouldn't.
It's a phony deal.
He spoke amid uncertainty about the next step. The Senate needs Pelosi to formally send it the impeachment articles for a trial to start, but she first wants to see how GOP Chief Mitch McConnell plans to run it. Both he and the president say Pelosi appears afraid after a shoddy impeachment process.
The most rushed, least thorough, and most unfair.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
And for details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. In a speech written by himself and delivered in Parliament by Queen Elizabeth, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson unveiled his plans to end the Brexit deadlock. Karen Chalmers reports from London.
The resounding success achieved by Johnson's Conservative Party in a recent general election gives them a majority in the House of Commons and all but guarantees Johnson will be able to turn those promises into law. However, with Brexit casting a shadow over the British economy, there's a question mark over how he will pay for it all. One possible solution comes with trade, as the Queen read out.
Thereafter, my ministers will seek a future relationship with the European Union based on a free trade agreement that benefits the whole of the United Kingdom. They will also begin trade negotiations with other leading global economies.
Karen Chamas, London.
Countries and companies attending a refugee forum in Geneva this week pledged to increase refugee access to green energy, among other goals. Findings show renewables offer multiple benefits, including reducing some of the root causes of displacement. For VOA, Lisa Bryant reports on what this means for Africa, which hosts roughly one quarter of the world's refugees.
Access to energy is one of the biggest challenges facing Africa, especially for one of its most vulnerable groups, refugees. Energy is crucial for cooking and heat and to power refugee schools and health clinics. Getting it often means cutting trees for firewood and charcoal. That's a problem in countries like Ethiopia, which hosts nearly 1 million refugees. For now, many refugees have limited energy options. The most polluting contribute to climate change, which is helping to drive ever more people from their homes. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Geneva.
Pakistan's government announced Thursday it is seeking to disqualify the head of a three-judge panel which ruled that the corpse of convicted former military dictator Pervez Musharraf should be hanged for 3 days outside parliament if he dies before his execution. Pakistan's law minister said neither the constitution nor Islam religion allows public hangings. The high treason trial against Musharraf stemmed from his actions in 2007 when he briefly imposed an emergency in Pakistan by suspending the constitution to try to cling to power. He placed top judges, including the then Chief Justice, under house arrest for opposing his rule. And Camille Schreier, a student at Virginia Commonwealth University, is the new Miss America. Camille, who advocates for drug safety, was crowned Miss America last night in Connecticut. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, my man.
Hello, Africa. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vander. Hot, rocking, and beautiful sounds from the great continent will be knocking on your doors, so relax, because today again I'm going to take you on a trip around Africa on disc. Later on the show, Nigerian music producer Bobby DJ would be my guest right here, so don't go away, I'll be talking to him straight from New York. But let's enjoy some beautiful music right now, starting off today from Cameroon, Naomi Achu, the Queen of Bamenda, in Good Life. And right after that, Sierra Leonean-born Bosca Banks comes in with She Wanted Soul and Baby Baby by Atemi Oyungo of Kenya. But Good Life by Naomi Achu of Cameroon is coming up right now.
My heart is beating.
Of Kenya, and right before that, She Wanted So by Bosco Banks of Sierra Leone and Good Life by Naomi Achu of Cameroon. This is your super show, the African beat on the Voice of America. Don't forget that later on the show today, Bobby Deji will be my guest. He's a Nigerian music producer and he's an entrepreneur, he's an artist, he's everything. The man is just around the place, but we'll be talking to him later on and you will get to know more about him. Stay close, I'll be right back. Every sound of the drum that you hear is an African beat, and this is the sounds of Africa.
The lyrics could be French, English, Swahili, Bantu or Arabic.
But it's the beat that counts.
Join host David Bandi weekdays for 1 hour of the best African music and exclusive interviews with music stars from the continent on the African beat at 9.05 and 20.05 Universal Time.
And if you have any comments about the show, contact us via email at africanbeat@voanews.com. Welcome back, the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces, the African beat on the Voice of America. Feeling the sound of I, Judah, featuring my great man Samini from Ghana, is coming up next. And right after that, Manzu Manaman in Far Away, and Marry You by Diamond Platinums of Tanzania, featuring Neo of the United States of America. But it's Feeling right now, I, Judah, and Samini of Ghana in this beautiful reggae music.
March 4, radical are coming and it is we explode. To everybody run the world. Now I'm to the girl and where the next door.
One Judah.
Girl, be the Juliet and make the radical Romeo go. Yeah, give you all the gold and diamond, come and sweet, sweet, purple lamp. There's something that moved me, and I give thanks to God for this feeling. Something that moved me, a material girl. You mad me and nothing way me can do. You bring meaning to my life, so I'ma take you around the world. True love and I no lie, come and sit up by my side. Swear to God, me not gonna make you cry. Are you my love, me can't deny. Come and sit up by my side.
Se c'est pour qui nous tout plaçons. Tu cailles, nous manons des passe-passe. Donc c'est pour qui nous tout plaçons. Tu cailles, nous manons des passe-passe.
Oh, me sweet lava. Me upline, baby, oh. The way we can make out the feel, out the feel, out the feel. Hold me, Jojo, hold me, Jo. Baby, can make you carry me, go. Hold me, Jojo, hold me, Jo. Baby, can make you carry me, go. Can make you carry me go. Hold me, Jojo, hold me, Jo. Baby, can make you carry me go. Take me away, take me far away. 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 Hold me, Jojo, hold me, Jo. Baby, can make you carry me.
Diamond Platinums featuring Neo, and right before that, Far Away by Manzu Manaman, and Feeling by I, Judah and Samini of Ghana. This is the African Beat on The Voice of America. Remember my guest today, is Bobby DG of Nigeria. So stay close. He's a music producer and we'll be talking more about him. I'll be back.
African Beat on VOA showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music and conversation with the artists. From Benga to Juju, Hip Life to Bongo Flavor, Bubu to Sukus and more, host David Vandy has his finger on the pulse of the hottest African music show on your airwaves Mondays to Fridays at 9:05 and 20:05 Universal Time on The Voice of America.
Yes, indeed. Your favorite music show that rocks your earwaves Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 Universal Time. The African Beat on The Voice of America. What is Life is my next track, and that is a song produced by the guest that we have in today on the show, Bobby DG. And this is done for us by Colin. So, Bobby, this is your song that you produced, and we're going to start off with it. And when I come back, I'll be talking straight to Bobby on this great show. So don't go away, just stay around. African Beat on The Voice of America and broadcasting from Washington, D.C. I am David Vandy again. Remember that we broadcast Mondays to Fridays at 0905 and 2005 Universal Time, straight from here. And today, like I said earlier, my guest is based in New York City. And he is Bobby Diggy. Bobby Diggy is a social entrepreneur, founder, community organizer, educator, and lecturer. And hey, a newly elected president of the Staten Island Democratic Association, SEDA. And he has devoted his life to strengthening and building community on a local and global scale. Bobby was born in Brooklyn, New York, to parents of Nigerian descent and raised in a multi-ethnic Clifton section of Park Hill, Stapleton, Staten Island. Bobby has always been inspired by the desire to bring people of diverse backgrounds together to discover solutions to the most challenging issues of our time. Bobby leads by example and utilizes his educational and professional opportunities to give back to the community and to inspire the next generation of leaders. Well, that is a very, very impressive resume we have out there. And so let me just take this time to welcome you to the African Beat, Bobby, out there in Staten Island, New York.
Yes, sir. David, thank you so much, my brother. I'm so proud of the work that you're doing on VOA, just amplifying all of the things positive, the music, the culture, the vibration, and the richness of our continental heritage, African, that we are bringing about globally. So I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be your guest.
Thank you.
I'm honored to be on your network.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Bobby. And first of all, what is your real name? Is it Bobby Diggy or what?
Actually Bobby Diggy Olisa.
Bobby Diggy Olisa.
Yeah, Bobby Diggy Olisa. Olisa is my family name. Uh-huh. I also have a Yoruba name, which is Bamidele, which means help me get home. So, yeah, that's my roots. When you want to get deep down into it, you know. So
when you want to get real down to the African roots, you say, man, this is Bamidele coming over there.
You already know.
Okay, all right. Well, that sounds really, really interesting. And, you know, we just played one of the songs that you produced, and that is What Is Life? It's done by a Nigerian artist, Koles. And also in that song, you featured Mike Alugu.
Mike is Puerto Rican.
Is Puerto Rican, but he featured him.
But he's very enlightened with his African. You know that the Latino communities, they have ancestral roots in Africa.
In Africa,
well, you know,
exactly.
When you think about the slave trade, you know,
exactly.
The people lost in Puerto Rico and the Caribbean.
Exactly.
Know,
so I want to take you back a little bit. I know that you have this beautiful bio here about what you are now, but I want to go back to your roots. Let's go back to your musical roots. I know you're a music producer, and you've been doing it for years now. So take me back to it and tell me how it all came about. How did it start for you to become a music producer?
So you know, I grew up in Park Hill, and when you think about Park Hill, you think about Wu-Tang Clan. So Wu-Tang Clan was one of the biggest rap groups from out of Staten Island, Park Hill. These are guys I grew up with. I grew up with Raekwon, Ghostface, a lot of these rappers. So back in those days, we were all, you know, everyone was rapping, you know, we were all into music. And what happened was, at some point, I then went to Nigeria via London, and I had an opportunity to really connect through doing talent shows, you know, in schools back in Africa. You know how we do talent shows in the school.
Mm-hmm.
And through there, connecting with a couple of people, musicians. A famous Nigerian musician that will come to your mind is Ibanj. Ibanj and I went to the same church in Kaduna, which is St. Michael's Cathedral. And I'm much older than Ibanj. And these guys, when we would come back from America to Nigeria, they would really look up to us for fashion and so on and so forth. So I have a relationship with Ibanj. There's a rapper called Mode 9 that I also had produced and shot his music video, the first video of its kind that he had. Also had an opportunity to sign Timaya from Mystic. And Timaya's huge now, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
Even currently, I work with a lot of different artists, like Jay Martins, is a very good friend of mine. I have hosted them in New York. I have sponsored a lot of concerts. Even Davido, before Davido got big, one of the first concerts he did in New York, I actually was one of the co-sponsors of that.
Okay.
We took Two-Face to 105.1, and I have a photo of that on my social media. You know, so we've been very, very involved in music African-wise before it really blew up. And before that, the African scene got really big. I was doing some stuff with Bob Marley's son, Kimani Marley. I released his album in Japan, along with in partnership with Artists Only. And I also released Wayne Wonder's the No Letting Go album. I was the one that released that in Japan.
Well,
because
that,
I had distribution.
That is very, very impressive. Yeah. And I wish I was a singer too. I would have loved to be part of your team.
You never know, Dave. You never know. Everyone's got his talent.
Well, I know me. I'm more of a talker than a singer.
Okay.
But you know, let me ask you, Bobby. Yeah. You were born in Brooklyn, but you were taken back to Africa to go to school.
Yes.
And
I did school.
I wonder what it was like when your parents say, "Hey, Bamidele, you know, we're going to take you from here now, and we're going to take you back to Africa. We're going to take you to Africa, and you're going to go to school in Africa."
And bro,
what went through your mind at that time?
I thought it felt like punishment. It felt like a shock. But I got to tell you, and now as an adult, I thank God for that experience, David. As a matter of fact, I have four sons, and one of my sons, I did the same thing with him. I took him back to Nigeria where he did some school, and he came back here.
He was
He's a different person. Oh, he's like 20. He's going to graduate mechanical engineering next year at NYU.
Oh, my God. Congratulations to him.
Thank you so much. So you can imagine the valley and the deep, rich culture and heritage any young person that goes back to their motherland, and how they return to the diaspora is a complete different person. So I really thank my parents for having done that.
Well, that is great. You know, that is great. Well, yeah. You know, so now I know you've been in this music business, and you're going back to Nigeria very shortly.
Yes, sir. So
what should we be expecting from this producer that has worked with big-time rappers in the USA, worked with some big-name artists now in Nigeria? And, you know, I want you to know, even though you're going back to the mother root, which is Nigeria, that is your root, but remember that Africa is a very, very vast continent, and they are looking forward to people like you to come, not just to the big names, but also to those who are coming up across the continent.
Yes, thank you for that. So I've actually also, I didn't mention this earlier, but I've done some stuff with Liberian artists. I've been to Liberia. Matter of fact, I have a friend, his name is Viazi. He owns a radio network in Sierra Leone. This is somebody I worked with over the years.
You know I'm from Sierra Leone, right?
I didn't know. Well, now I know. So maybe you know Ashan Viazi. Maybe you know him. I don't know. So I've been to Sierra Leone, Freetown. I mean, I have a lot of friends, man. I get them guys there, man. Anytime I go to Freetown, I get places to relax and chill. You know,
and chill. You know,
do a lot of work with the Sierra Leonean community.
That is good.
And I mean, a lot of my friends, Usla, you know, Sierra Leonean. Yeah, I do a lot of stuff with those folks. So my plan of going is this. Mm-hmm. Currently, I'm the newly elected president of the Nigerian and the Diaspora New York chapter, and I'm one of the youngest presidents.
Mm.
So I'm bringing all of my talent, not only in the music industry, but also in the art industry, because I own an art gallery on Staten Island. So when I go to Nigeria, in Lagos, I have a press conference that I'm doing, and basically the press conference is to say, hey, young people that have talent, I am here to not only share my experience, but to also share resources and connect you to how you can really develop your talent, expand your talent, develop relationships in the diaspora, like in America and in Europe. And part of what you're going to begin to see next year is real connections being made, where we are contributing more value to the concerts, to the tours, to the music production, connecting our African artists to top producers and learning craftsmanship. And down the road, I do plan to invest in the recording studio, because I have a recording studio in America, which I talked about, I was going to ship it to Africa.
Mm.
So that's part of the things that I'm going to do.
Wow.
So just look forward to some real progressive movements in terms of growing the sector and playing a real impactful role, not only in Nigeria, but in Ghana, in Sierra Leone, in Liberia, because, you know, those are the sectors there that are
popping up. Well, I can tell you something. I just can't wait to see how that is going to progress. But we're going to take a short break and we'll be right back. But I have a song here that you also produced that is called Love Wanting Thing.
Yes,
Love Wanting Thing. So how can you make us understand what exactly they're talking about in that song?
So the song is about a girl who is in love with a guy and basically expressing it. And the artist is Colors, who is an artist that I manage. It's actually produced by Black Jersey, who is the producer that just did the song with Tiwa Savage and Wizkid.
Okay.
So that was produced by Black Jersey. But the artist is my artist. And the song basically is a love song in African dialect.
In African dialect. So let's enjoy the song. We'll be right back with our guest, Bobby, straight from New York. And this is the African Beat on The Voice of America. And I'm yours truly, David Vandy, broadcasting from Washington, D.C. Love Wanting Thing is our song right now.
Bullseye.
Beautiful music from the continent of Africa. And remember that we broadcast Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 Universal Time on your dial. And on Saturdays and Sundays, we come straight from South Sudan. So if you're in South Sudan, catch us all the way on Saturdays and Sundays at 09:05. My guest is Bobby DJ from New York. And I'll say he's a Nigerian from Nigeria, born in New York City. But hey, the man is claiming his African roots, and that is what is making me more prouder to be on the show today with him. So, Bobby, and now let's say some people will say some of us come here and they just forget their roots, forget their culture, forget everything.
We know they forget our culture here.
Well, you know, one thing that I admire is the fact that you were born here. Yeah. And you grabbed your roots and you are running away with it, and some people are running away from it. So what do you want to say to them?
This is what I want to say. I always say to each their own. For me, it took me some time to really. It took self determination to really begin to really embrace hardcore. I see myself as a Pan-African. Mm-hmm. You know, when I say Pan-African, it means as an African, I embrace all my African brothers. Mm-hmm. And that came from knowledge building. You know, Bob Marley, Kwame Nkrumah, you know, Haile Selassie. So it's really, when you understand yourself, you know that you cannot venture forward if you don't know where you're coming from. So you got to go to the roots and the foundation, you understand? Mm-hmm. So for me, it was a personal growth. You know, like, I could claim America, like, I mean, I could speak broken, I can speak Yoruba, I can speak some Hausa, and it makes me more powerful as an individual. It makes me more versatile. It makes me more adapted to environment. And the food, for instance, is strengthened in our food. There's nourishment in our food. Mm-hmm. So it takes mindfulness. It takes for somebody who says, you know what, I want to really understand the essence of why and who I am. So that's what it took for me. And the more that I did that, the more I love myself. And let me tell you something, people feel that vibration and they connect. You know how many people say to me, Bobby, man, you want to go to Africa with you, some of my African-American. I actually took an American brother with me to Nigeria last year, and he was blown away. The love that they gave him, right away the family connected with him. You know, food, everything. The guy was raving about it when he came back. So I want to be an ambassador for going back to your roots, going back to Africa, which is why I'm really proud to be the newly elected president of NIDO, because now it's given me that platform. I'm working with the council, I'm working with the UN, and, you know, I'm working with different people from different parts of the Africa. And it's all about African unity. Listen, we're only as strong as we're united. And I'm so happy that you and I have connected, because, and you said you're from Sierra Leone, that means you and I can deepen our brotherhood, because mm-hmm. you're on radio, I'm producing music, there's so much we can share.
There's so much we can give out there. Yes.
You know?
Well, I tell you, my brother, this is just the beginning of our trip together. Wherever we are, we are going to stay connected. And I want to thank you so very much, because this is the beginning of something really, really big. You say you have an arts gallery in New York there?
Hey, trust me, man.
I'm a theater person. I love doing acting.
Holy, look at that. Look at that. I love
you
it.
You know. I performed the play at the Kennedy Center here in Washington, D.C. So, you know,
that.
I love drama. I am also in movies and all this stuff. And radio is my baby, you know.
Nice.
But I tell you something, we are going to connect and we're going to make the world know about where we come from and what we can do to make sure we make more noise about our culture and our people and our music. So, anytime, my brother, there is new music. When you go back to Nigeria, we're going to follow you. When you're in Nigeria, African Beat is going to call you again.
Yes. I would love to call you from the continent, as a matter of fact. I would love to do that.
Definitely. Definitely. We are going to talk to you when you are in the continent so that we can see what and what you're doing out there.
Yes.
But one final question before you go. You know,
there's
this argument. I call it argument. And there's this competitive mood that is going on.
I know where you're going.
Across the continent, especially in West Africa. You know, Ghanaians are causing noise. Sierra Leoneans are causing noise. Nigerians are causing noise. Senegalese are causing noise. So if I may ask you, which jollof is the best jollof that you...
David, you went there. I'm going to try to act like that.
I want to see how honest you are in that light, because I know you've been to Nigeria, you've been to Ghana, you've been to Sierra Leone, and so you must have eaten all those jollof. So I'm going to ask you, which jollof is the best jollof rice?
Let me tell you right now, my brother. You know one thing,
okay.
For all the places where we don't go,
uh-huh.
especially that time when we land, we take the ferry, go the other side of the
By the time you say you take the ferry, uh-huh.
then you know.
Yeah, I know where you're going, so just continue.
Make I tell you, best jollof now West African jollof.
What do you mean, West African jollof? West African.
The best jollof that was Africa.
You know, Bobby,
when you go to Ghana, you go chop with that jollof.
You go free time, you go chop. So the best jollof now is African jollof. Bobby, you play game.
West African jollof.
Bobby, you try to play game now. You know one for you talking as a free town jollof, Salute jollof. Now the best jollof where you don't chop.
You don't know, see, I go Africa. You won't come to Mr. Palava.
All right.
Indeed,
West Africa.
Come harass me.
Indeed, West African jollof is the best jollof. Well, well, that is my guest for today, Bobby Gigi. And hey, the man is so strong. And Bobby, remember that African Beat is going to follow you when you get to the continent. We'll be in touch. And, you know, and anytime, this is your place. We got to be down here. And anytime you're in the Washington, D.C. area, you have to be live in the studio.
I must come and hang out with you.
Definitely.
Because it's great. I love love this spirit. And I just appreciate how we carry the conversation. Actually,
yeah. Yes. Well, thank you so very much. And we'll be in touch. Okay.
Thank you, bro. Thank you. Much appreciated. Love.
Much love. All right. To our African Beat listeners, that was my guest, Bobby DJ, straight from New York City and a Nigerian. He'll be going back to Nigeria and across the continent to see how we can do. But remember, he said West African jollof. So we take everything. Everything from West Africa is simply the best. All right. Well, I'm David Vandy here. We'll continue the love. And I just want to continue playing this song because I love it. Love One Tin Tin, produced by this great man, Bobby DG. And it's done for us by Collins. And this is your super show, The African Beat on The Voice of America.
This is